Good. Thank you. Appreciate it, Patrick. How's everybody's summer? Over. It's good to see everybody, especially so many faces that had the opportunity to make it over to Dallas. How convenient that is to have media day over there rather than out a plane trip to get there. So it's good to see so many of you again. You know, the greatest thing about signing day is there were no surprises. That's the thing as a coach you always worry about. You hold your breath, make sure that everybody gets here safely. You don't have any accidents or no surprises. And that was the biggest thing on signing day is that everybody that was supposed to be here today was here. And that means all the upperclassmen that were expected to report was here. And it also means that 100% of our signing class was here. You know, so much has been made about signing classes. But really, when you look at it, I think it's not about making the splash or winning in February. It's about making sure that you can get your whole signing class here. And we've said where you're going to really be able to evaluate your signing classes in 2, 3, or 4 years. And so it's great to have so many guys here. We had 99 players report. This summer has been a long summer. I need to compliment Kurt Hester for the unbelievable job that he's done. He was thrown into a very difficult situation, walking in here 1 week before the players arrive, and to introduce himself and put together the programs and get them to buy in. I think he's done just an incredible job with this team, and that is evident by their attitude and their response, the way that they respond to Kurt Hester. I think he has truly been a gem, and he was a great hire for us coming into this summer. Also like to compliment this team. So many reports and improvements that they have made during the summer. We talk about the summer as about improving the individual, kind of bigger, faster, stronger, and what some of these guys have done to their bodies from a number standpoint has really been impressive. But also want to compliment them on what they've done academically. We had our highest GPA in the spring semester here at Louisiana Tech with the football program, and this summer we blew that out of the water with what they did this summer. Just had a great summer academically with the grades. I believe we have over 10 players now that have their degree in hand. I think we have one more that's going to graduate here in about a week, this Friday. I believe it is when it finishes up summer session two. But really, just what they've done academically, I've really been proud of them. And they've been working hard on and off the field. I really like their attitude, the way they work, and the way they're coming together so far this summer. Schedule for camp, obviously they reported today. We will have our conditioning test tomorrow morning at 6:30. Will be the conditioning test, and then we will have meetings and walkthroughs during the day with practice beginning at 3:30. And this is kind of unique for me, but looks like we're going to be in camp for the next, about 33 days, I think it is, because we don't break camp until Thursday before the Lamar game, really when school starts. And so being 27 days away from it, I know everybody that is really, really excited to get started. We will be in shorts on Monday and Tuesday. We will be in shells on Wednesday and Thursday, and we will be in full pads on Friday. Our first two-a-day will be Saturday. The way the schedule falls out with the NCAA formula, we'll have 4 two-a-days this year, and we will have 2 major scrimmages during camp, which will really is when the depth chart will really start to become formulated. And those 2 scrimmages, the first one will be August 17th on a Saturday. And the second one will be Friday, August 23rd, which will be kind of like a dress rehearsal for the NC State game, trying to get ready. You'd like to have a whole lot more, but I think you have to find a way to keep your players as healthy as you can when you're going into fall. The next 4 weeks, kind of the goals that we have as a football team and what we need to get done, some of them are really pretty obvious, but I really want to make sure we're focused on the importance of what we have to do. I mean, we're here for the next 3 weeks, and I think probably the first and foremost is we need to become a football team. A lot has been written and a lot has been said about the 31 seniors that just left. Which means you're going to have a lot of new faces and a lot of incoming players on this football team. And it's not just talent that you have to replace, but it's chemistry. You have to build a team, and that's one of the things that I think we will spend an awful lot of time on here during the way we eat our meals, spend our time together. We'll have an hour team meeting every night. Seniors will talk. Everybody will sing the fight song. We'll do a lot of team bonding things here for the next 3 weeks. So I think first and foremost is we need to become a team. And not just the athleticism, but we need to get the chemistry and the personalities together as a big melding pot with some junior college additions, some high school additions. We're really going to have to start to bring this team together. Second goal we've got is we've got to develop our depth chart. We've got to start to give reps to the players that are going to be playing for us on the field on Saturdays. In the spring, it is a roll the ones through fours. It's roll everybody. Everybody gets equal amount of opportunity to kind of sustain or to get that starting position. Everybody's got an equal opportunity. But in fall camp, it's about getting your football team ready to play games. We've got a pretty solid depth chart coming out of spring ball with all the scrimmages and all the game reps that we had in the spring game. So coming with the depth chart out of there, there's only a few pieces of the puzzle that we still have yet to fill, and that's what one of the things I want to get done with fall camp. Third thing is we've got to get offensively and defensively. We've put in probably about 80% of what we're going to do. I like to put in everything during fall camp that you're going to do during the season, so you're not teaching something new during the fall. It may be game six where we want to dust something off and pull it out. I'd rather reteach it than be teaching it for the first time. So we've got to get the offense and the defense implemented completely, and then we've got to figure out who are going to be our special team players. Who are the guys that are going to make the difference on special teams for us? Obviously, there will be some starters involved in that, but there's also going to be an opportunity for a lot of guys that may not have a starting or a major role on offense or defense to become a major player for us on the special teams. And those are the four things that we're really trying to figure out as we come to camp and some of the things that we're trying to get done. There are a couple additions of guys that were not here. Well, I say not here in the summer. I mean, because when you look at it today, the freshmen reported during the summer, and so this team's kind of been together for 6 weeks. But guys that were not here in summer school, we have five new guys on the five new additions. One is Kevin Gary, the wide receiver, who was finishing up his coursework from a junior college standpoint, and he will be here for the first time. Chase Schultz will be a walk-on quarterback who is from the state of Texas, who will be joining us for the first time. Sean Bierman is a transfer. He's from California. So that is kind of two quarterbacks that will be with us. Boston Scott is a running back from Zachary High School who will be joining us for the first time, who was a 1,200-yard rusher last year as a senior in this state. And then Tony Johnson, who was a signee, but kind of in the same boat as Kevin Gary. Is going to be joining this team for the first time. So those five guys are really kind of some of the new additions. And there are a couple, I'm not going to call them deletions because there's an opportunity for every one of them to join us when school starts. But there are Ricky Courtney right now will not be in camp, who was a running back. Zeke Allsander will not be in camp. And Andy McClendon, obviously who had shoulder surgery, will not be one of the ones in camp. Everybody keeps asking me, will practices be open or closed as we go forward? I'm going to open the first five practices, which will go from Monday through Friday, which will be two shorts, two shells, and a pads. So I encourage everybody to come out that wants to watch practice to come out and kind of see what this football team looks like now that we've got everybody together. But once we get past that, I'm going to have to look at it. I opened it all spring. I'm all for open practice. I'm all for letting the people come see our team. But when you look at some of the geographical rivalries we have and how close many of the fan bases are in opposing schools, I don't want to do anything to put our team at a disadvantage when we get into a scheme standpoint, when we really start getting into adding some schemes and some game plans, and I don't want to put our players at a disadvantage. So I will look at it after the first 5 days, but the first 5 days will definitely be open. Another question that I get an awful lot of are the waivers. We have 8 waivers that we're waiting on this football team. 2 of them do not affect eligibility or being able to play this year, and that's Tevin King and Scott Cathcart, which are red shirts. But the out of the other 6, we have 3 sixth-year guys that we are still waiting for a final word on that will be 6th years. Our compliance office feels very comfortable that those will be granted because they do fall within all the guidelines of the NCAA requirements to be granted a 6th year. Then you've got 3 really waivers when you look at the 2 transfers of Paul Turner and Joseph Brunson and the 1 redshirt waiver in Larry Banks. And when you look at those right now, especially with the 2 transfers, I think that's always just 50-50. I wish we had that answer going into camp, but unfortunately we don't. And so we will continue to push forward, and we'll get this football team ready to play. But we are certainly hoping for the best with the waivers with both of those young men. So what questions could I answer for anybody?
Coach, when you look at your football team, probably the 1 spot on your depth chart is offensive line. You've got the most shifting that will happen this fall. Just talk about what you like that group and what you see on it.
What I like with this group right now is the number of players we have competing for spots on the 2 deep. I think there's legitimately 12 players that are competing for 10 spots. And I think any time you have that many players competing, it creates competition. They push each other, and everybody's going to continue to get better during camp. The unknown and the shifting, as you talk about, is going to be who's going to play at what positions. How do we get our 5 best players on the field? If we've got 3 tackles that are in the top 5, we've got to move somebody to guard. You know what I mean? So we've just got to look at that. And right now, I think coming out of spring, we identified a great base of a group of players that we think have a chance to compete for those positions, which I'll be honest with you, I haven't been many places where you have this many players that are competing for the 2 deep. Many times it's, he'll be redshirted. He's not going to be ready. He's not, and we got to find a way to get these 8 ready to play. But I feel good about the number that we have. But as I say, what Bobby Bowden used to say, if you have 2 running backs, it means you just don't have 1 great one. And so right now, I wish we had 5 just clearly marked starters, but right now that's not the case. But I do think we got a great attitude and a group of hardworking young men that there's some talent there, and I think we're going to be able to put something together. Matt Moore has done a great job with that group.
Is everybody healthy on Matt Shepard, especially not going through spring? Did Vince Cano miss some spring time?
Yeah, we had a couple guys miss spring, but right now everybody is cleared. Tevin King is cleared. Matt Shepard is cleared. Vincent Cano is cleared. Everybody is cleared 100%. I believe the 1 that we have right now that was kind of a summer injury with a tweaking of a hamstring is Andrew Gilliatt, is a little bit limited. Richie Casey. Andrew Gilliatt was late in the summer, but he's good. I think it's Richie Casey right now that's a little bit limited with his hamstring. But all the injuries, everybody that missed spring, Dora, King, Shepard, Kano, they've all been cleared fully for fall camp. So we don't have the only injury that we really had coming into it that was going to be a surgical injury that was going to hold him out was Andy McClendon.
What about Ricky Courtney? You said he wouldn't be in camp. Can you say what the issue is there? Is that injury or is it?
No, it's we're hoping that he will do some things that he needs to get done to be able to join us when school starts. But no, it's not an injury.
Can you explain the importance of having all of your signees here on report day and also all the 5 guys here throughout the summer?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think when the NCAA first made that rule a number of years ago where the freshmen could come in for 6 weeks and take 6 credits, kind of get acclimated academically, get acclimated athletically, and start to feel comfortable here, I thought that was huge. And for the university to give us the opportunity to take advantage of that and bring all the freshmen in, I think goes a long way in putting this team together. And so there's a lot of that is said during recruiting in February, and a lot of people that rank recruiting classes and evaluate recruiting classes on who signs. But I think it's one thing to sign them, but it's a whole other thing to have 100% show up on your campus ready to go. And I think that again, speaks volumes for this staff, the way they evaluated, the way that they recruited, because we talk all the time, it's not just about talent that you're recruiting or how many stars are next to a young man's name, but it's the complete package. What type of student are they? Are they going to qualify? Are they going to be able to be here? What type of people are they? And what type of players are they? And so I think it's huge to have an entire class here, because right now, losing as many seniors as we did, we couldn't afford in our first year to have six or seven signees not be able to show up right now. That would have hurt us tremendously with all the holes that we have to fill from last year. So real compliment to not only the coaches, but also to the signees for the job that they did academically and this summer. But I think it was huge to be able to have that many players here this summer.
When you talk about all those freshmen being here in those first six weeks, mm-hmm. is there anything you can tell from what Coach Hester was able to do? Were they able to add any weight, any guys that stood out from what you can see by the numbers?
You know, as coaches, we're not able to be with them. So it's really hard for us because we're not able to be on the field, be in the weight room. We're not allowed to really watch them or evaluate them through the course of the summer. But the couple people that really stood out, and I'm talking about the freshmen, strictly the freshmen, because obviously Eddie Johnson is a junior college receiver, and Trey Carter and some of these upperclassmen that were junior college players, you sign a junior college player because you expect them to come in and help you. You expect them to be more developed physically, mentally, and more ready to play. With the freshmen, the guy, he can't say enough positive things about Xavier Woods from West Monroe. Has really rant and raved about him as his maturity, his work habits, his attitude, his talent, his ability. He's gotten me really excited to see Xavier Woods. I certainly hope he can live to the expectations that we've built for him at this point. But I think he's done a really nice job. One of Xavier Mims' teammates, one of Xavier Woods' teammates, he has really spoke highly about with the way that he has worked. I think he's really high on the freshman class. I think when we signed the class, we took about 8 to 10 junior college players because we really didn't want to have to put the freshmen in a position where they had to play immediately. And as I said, losing 31 seniors, we didn't want to sign 25 freshmen. Because they'd be forced into a position to play ready or not. And so I think we're kind of taking the approach with all the freshmen, I'd like to redshirt them all, but there's going to be some that are going to stand out enough that they're going to be able to make an immediate impact. Carlos Henderson was another one, the receiver from down the southern part of the state. He's been very high on him, very impressed with him. And Trent Taylor from over in Shreveport has really made those three skilled players have really made an impact on Kurt Hester, as I said, with all those things, with their maturity, their attitude, and their work habits on top of their talent.
Coach, what's the biggest concern you have going into the practice tomorrow?
I don't know if it's a concern as much as it's an excitement. You know, I mean, there's just so many, we've talked about so many positive things going on. I mean, we're getting ready for a new schedule, a new conference, a new group of freshmen. We've got a lot of guys that we have not seen work out with all the incoming junior college players and freshmen. For me, it's excitement. I don't know if it's so much concern. I have concern about putting a team together. I mean, with this many new faces, we've got to start from ground zero as far as team chemistry and putting that together. And as I said, that's one of my biggest concerns going into the season is getting the chemistry, the melting pot of this many players coming in for a first time, to get them all to buy in, to be unselfish, to buy into the team concept, I mean, to accept their role, because right now we don't know what that's going to be. So I think it's excitement more than it is concern or worry, because at this point we have what we have. There are no more waiver wires. There are no more signing classes. There are no more trades. Really, at this point, we have what we have, and now our job is to take that piece of clay and mold it as best we can to get ready to play the schedule. So I think right now excitement is more the word than worry or concern.
How are you doing with numbers, Coach, as far as scholarship players? That's been an issue in the past, and with losing the 32 seniors, 85 scholarships, you're pretty well full on that?
We are not. One of the things, there's a number of rules that go into this equation. Obviously, you can only have 25 initials, new players coming into your program, and when you lose 31 and you add 25, there's going to be a deficit. It's going to take us a while to make those numbers up, but you're only allowed to sign the 25 initials. So with where we are right now, we're at We're at 79 right now, which puts us six short, which is a huge hole, so to speak. There's a reason that when schools go on probation, they take three or four scholarships because it affects your program. And it's just something that right now we're going to have to deal with the departure of a big senior class and only being able to replace 25 of them. I will say, and I'll make this announcement as we go through camp more closer towards the season, but there will be a number of walk-ons that have a great opportunity right now to be put on scholarship. And when I say that, I think there are three or four walk-ons that could very well earn a scholarship with what I saw out of them in the spring and with the way that they've been, the reports that I'm getting on what they've been doing through the course of the summer. And if we go out there and fall camp as kind of goes like the spring did, I think there's a number of guys. So those numbers could go up to 82, 83, predicated on how many walk-ons are in the program. I think walk-ons are going to go on scholarship. I think walk-ons are a valuable part of this program. When you look at a good number of the players that are on this program that have been great players here, a lot of them are walk-ons. Hunter Lee was a walk-on in this program, and he's one of our better players. And so I think we've got to continue to encourage that. We'll have 20, I believe we have 21 walk-ons that are here right now, 21 walk-ons that are going to be here in camp. And so I'm extremely appreciative for those young men for the commitment they make. And I want to be able to reward them when they step on the field. And so that's how we're going to try and balance our numbers from where we were because of the limitations we have with the 25 initials. Any other questions? It's going to be an exciting year. It's going to be an exciting camp. I appreciate everybody being here, and I look forward to this fall. Thank you. Thank you.